Okay, here we go. Today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Daf Chaf Aleph by the new Perek, third Perek, Hamapeles. Hamapeles means a miscarriage. So there's a halacha that if a woman has a baby, she has to, if it's a boy, she's tamei for 7 days, and then she's tar for 33 days. And if it's a girl, she's tamei for 14 days, and then she's tar for 66 days. What if it's a miscarriage, it's not a baby, a full-born baby yet? So it depends. If you know already what the gender is, very late term miscarriage, yeah. As if it's a Leda. Yeah. If not, then it was a Leda. There's three different stages. Not even a Leda. It's not even a Leda. It's nothing. Number two, it could be a Leda, but we're not sure what gender it is. And number three, we know what gender it is because it was a very late term. So here we go. Hamapeles chaticha. If somebody miscarried a piece of a baby. Now, what does that mean, a piece? Right? It doesn't have a form. So it can't be Tumas Leda. Because it wasn't a Leda. It's not a Leda. So, is she a Nida now? Something came out of her body. It's probably blood also came out.
Right.
So, Im Yesh Ima Dam, if there was Dam that came out, Tamea. She's Tamei from what? She's Tamei Tumas Nida. Nida. Dam came out. Right? From her Makar. Dam came out. There's no lady here because nothing was born. It was just one piece of something, a piece of I don't know what. But that's not a lady. So therefore, she's tamei nida, and she has to wait 7 days. Okay. The imlav, and if not tahura, if no dam came out, she's not tumas lady, and she's not tumas in nothing. She's not tumas lady because it's not a lady, and she's not tumas in because no dam came out. If it's even possible, but that's the story. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. No matter what happens, she's Tomei Tomas Nida. We'll see in the Gemara what they're arguing about. Now, Hamapeles, if somebody miscarries, a woman miscarries, Kimin Klipa, like a peel, like a shell or something, Kimin Syra, like a hair, Kimin Afar, like Achar, Kimin Yachvushin, like a bug, Adumim, or red, any of these things are red, Titol lamayim. Put the thing in water. Im nimucho, if it dissolves, then tamea. Then she's tamei. Tamei for what? What? No, tumas nida. V'im lav, and if not, tahora. She's tahora. Okay? Again, very, very simple. Doesn't really, we don't understand why.
You don't understand why what?
Why is it, why do you have to put it in water?
Because if it's trying to decide
if it's dam that
later,
if
it, or if it's
right
thin.
Fine.
If it's later, why is she tar?
Because
it's not later.
It's not later. It's nothing.
What means that it's neither.
What is she expelling?
Nothing. What? It's not dam. And it's not a later. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't have the status, halachic status of a later. Hamapeles kimin dogim. If it looks like a fish, kimin chagavim, or like a grasshopper, or a shkatzim, or a masim, or any other creepy crawly bug. Im yesh imahem dam tamea. If it has dam along with it, she's tamei as a nida, right? V'im lav, and if not, tahora, she's tahora. Why is she tahora? Because that's not a leda. Humans don't look like fish, so it's not a leda. Hamapeles min behem achai v'of, but if she expels something that looks like a behema, an animal, a chaya, a wild animal, or an oaf, or a bird, this is talking about the fetus that miscarried, that right? Then bein tamei and bein tahorin. It doesn't make a difference if it's a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. Right? Im zachar, teishivul zachar. If it's a male, then she has a status. It's considered already a vlad, because it looks like a... I don't know what that means. It looks like an animal. What does that mean?
But, that's not a problem. It's the same thing. What's the difference what it looks like? It's either a...
Well, we'll get to that in the Gemara. It's tomorrow's daf, really. To Gzeira Shava, to creation of man, to creation of animals, that they're similar in certain ways. Man and animals are similar in certain ways. Man and fish are not similar at all. Man and grasshoppers are not similar at all.
It's not a real fish.
I know. It looks like a fish.
It's a thing.
I know. So I'm not sure what that means, real, like Lamaisa. What does this mean? Comes out, looks like a donkey? That's a problem. But if it comes out, looks like a goldfish, that's nothing. Is that even realistic?
Yes.
Yes?
It is?
Yeah.
Did you see a donkey come out of a person?
No.
No, I said it looks like a donkey.
Yes, I have.
It looks... Well, a lot of them. walking around all the time.
But they don't call them donkeys.
Right.
No, this is due to the normal stages on the fetus.
Right. So if it's...
The
right
stages, it actually...
Right. So why... Right.
In a
right. So in the keva... Correct. In the keva, teshiv in the keva. What? Right. So in the keva, teshiv in the keva. If it looks like a female, you have the status of a female. You have to hold 14 days tameh, 66 days tahira. Then any of that, if you don't know, teshiv lezachar ul in the keva, divra bear. So if you don't know, you have to be machmer on every end. So Rashi says, luchumra, the Rashi of zachar ul in the keva, luchumra, you made tuma din the keva shivuayim, so she's going to be tameh for 14 days, like in the keva, which is worse. And then, you made tohar, kalim lesofar barim yom, lezachar. And then we're going to have you made tahira end after 40 days.
So,
yeah. So normally it's 14 and 33. 14 and 66. 7 and 33. We're making it 14 and then go up to stop at 40, which is 26 more?
33.
No. 14 plus 26 gives you 40. Why are we doing that? Because we're machmer on both ends, because we're not sure if it's a zachar or a keva. So machmer on both ends. Right? But Gemara Mefarish, Maishna Delesia V'Of, Delechia V'Of, Kari Vlad, Yosemi Dagim. Why is a bird more than a fish? Why would bird, yes, it's considered a vlad, but if it looks like a fish, it's not considered a vlad. What's the difference? So the Gemara is going to discuss that for a day and a half. Okay? Good? The Chachamim say, Kol she'ein mo ritzuas adam ain't a vlad. No. If it doesn't look like a person, it's not a vlad. Not a vlad. Animal, fish, birds, not a vlad. It has to look like a person. So what are they arguing about? So that's we'll get to that later in the Gemara. Tomorrow, maybe Friday. Okay? Now, in the Mishnah, the first case was that she expelled some piece of something, right? So the Tanakhama said, if it has dam, it's not a leda at all. It's not a leda. It's no birth here. So if there's dam, she's an ida. And if not, not. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, benkachu benkach to me, no matter what, there's dam. No matter what, she's an ida. What's pshat in that? So, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Time Rebbe Yehuda, right, that's Rav Yehuda, the Amora, instead of the name of Shmuel, when Rebbe Yehuda, the Tana, said in the Mishnah, that Ben Kachu, Ben Kachu, she's tummy, no matter what comes out of her, she's tummy, El Bechaticha Shal Arbas Minei Damim, that's only if it had one of the four colors of red, right? Rashi points out, the Kosovar, he gufa dam, the thing that came out itself is dam. That piece that came out is considered dam. Hilka, Tamei Anida, Ava Vlad Lohavi. It's not a Vlad. In other words, there's no such thing as coming out without dam. It is dam, this piece. Right? This, whatever it was, this flesh. It is considered dam. So of course she's Tamei Anida. No shayla about it. Tanakhama said, well, it depends. Did dam come out also or not? Says Shmuel, explaining Rabbi Yehuda, no, nothing to do with that. If the piece came out, whether it's dam or not, it has the status of dam. Aval Shar Mine Damim Tahar. But other colors of dam, not red, shall be tahar, right? What?
But it's not dam.
Right. What does that mean, dam? Maybe it's congealed dam, hard dam. So says Rabbi Yehuda, of course it's dam. What are the chacham going to hold? That's not true at all. It's not dam. It's a leda. It would have been a baby. Unfortunately, it didn't make it. But it's not enough of a leda to have to hold tumas leda. It was so premature that it's not even a leda. Then what? Well, if there's dam, then it's a problem, and if not, not. Very simple. Okay?
So why is he arguing the second member, statement of this mission about dissolving in a war? He doesn't agree
with
me? No. Dissolving in the war, I think, is just letting you know how far along it was.
Right.
No, which status it gets.
No, just to see if it's blood or not.
No. No, the dissolving in the water would be, if it doesn't dissolve, then it's later, no?
No. If it doesn't dissolve, it's not neither.
Then
it's still not later.
It's not neither, it's right.
Because everyone will agree. Because if it dissolves, well then what it really is it's hard blood.
Right.
And if it doesn't dissolve, then it's not blood. Right. Then it's a piece of a fetus. It's a different story. So, but then it's nothing, because it's not a later, because it's too premature, and there's no dam here. Everyone agrees to that.
Aborted anything and
dam. Right. Tanakhama. Well, they both say. That's Shmuel's part. Shmuel says, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether or not this piece is really dam or not. Why is that not a machalkas of Metzias? I don't know. But they're arguing about.
So what point in pregnancy are you coming from later?
Like, when it looks like a later. Yeah. So according to the Tanakhama, the tzura of a behemah chayav oaf, or a person,
right.
And according to the Chacham, only a tzura of a person.
So we're not giving a time. 4 months.
No, there's no such thing. By the way, how could it be a time like that? 4 months. There's no such thing.
Yeah, bringing my embryology test that tells it along for 9 months, it looks differently along the way.
But yes, but it's like everything. It's like everything in halacha. The switchover happens automatically. Happens in an instant. And when does the switchover happen?
Well, we know that.
When does it go from this to this? So we don't know. So the marbin up. If it looks like this, then, and if not, not. That's the first sheet to explaining the Tanakami, the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Shalabas mine dam im divya kol tamei. No. If it looks like dam, everybody holds its tamei. Even the Tanakama holds its tamei. It looks like dam? Of course it's tamei. Shalshar mine dam im divya kol tahora. And if it's not red, everyone holds its tar. Some blue thing comes out. That's not. No one holds its tamei. No one holds that. Ki lo nechlaku, the whole machlokas is elishi pila, the eni yodas mahi pila. Something came out. She doesn't know what. Nobody knows what it is. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Zilbas a rov, chatichos. Go after the rov. The rov, chatichos, shall arbas mina dam hafin. Most women, whenever they excrete something, expel something from that part of the body, it's usually red. So I'm going to go bus a rov. Rov at the time, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, if it's red, you got problems. It's always red. Rov is red. Therefore, it's a problem. For Rabbanan Savri, long mina rov, chatichos, shall arbas mina damim. We don't follow the rov. Why not? We don't follow the rov.
The problem is, we only follow rov and we don't know what something is.
Yeah,
we don't
know
you see it.
What?
It's
not, no, rov.
If things are red,
right?
Then that's
wrong. And this is not
that. But we don't say that when something's red, white, since rov things are red, it must be red.
Well, okay, fair enough.
You're talking about a case that she lost the thing. She doesn't do not have any more to examine.
Okay, fair. Okay, I don't know about that.
Oh, that would be more interesting.
Yeah, you're right. That's what Rashi says. Rashi said it yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah, you're right.
I thought that we understood that tumor, as a generalization, is associated with the loss of life or the potential of life.
Correct.
So, if a woman who is pregnant aborts that pregnancy, whatever comes out, surely that must be tumor.
Yes, but the Chacham gave a shear. If a woman's pregnant for 1 day, and she miscarries, if the one being pregnant for 1 day. But let's assume she knew. That would not be a Tomas Leda. Why not? That's not a status of a Leda.
Okay.
You tell me it's potential? It's true. I think if Hirsch said that's why this Tomas Nida.
Right.
It was potential life that never... Yeah. So if that's Tomas, then why shouldn't a 1 day old baby also be Tomas? Right. It's more along the way than not even getting pregnant.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that's not that.
That's what I said before. The question was between blood.
Correct.
That's
right. So need is potential life, and a pregnancy is even more potential life.
But the tumors are different.
Right.
That's why they have to figure out what the difference
right.
is.
Right. 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 Now, Amy, is that true? Is what true? That is it true that the whole machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim is specific colors? Is that what they're arguing about? V'haki asa Rav Hoshea min Arda. When Rav Hoshea came from Arda, asa v'aisi masnisa biyada. He came and brought a bride that says like this: Hamapelas chaticha duma. If she miscarried a red something, or shechora, or black something, or yeroka, or green something, or levana, or white something, im yesh im adam. If she has dam there, tameya. That's a problem. She's tamei. V'im lav tahora. And if not, she's tar. Why? No dam. What about the red and the black thing? It's red and black. The green and the white, I get. What about the red and the black? Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benkach u'Benkach Tameya. No matter what it is, it's Tamei. Now, this Braitha doesn't make sense according to anybody. Right? Kasha l'Shmuel b'chada. It's a problem with Shmuel on one count. Ul Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. And Rabbi Yochanan on two counts. Why? L'Shmuel b'chada. Shmuel is a problem with one count. What did Shmuel say? Damar Shmuel. Lo team Rabbi Yehuda el chaticha shalbas mine damin. Rabbi Yehuda only was metame, only red. And this brisa said white and green. And Rabbi Yehuda said I'm tame on both of those too. Vakatani yiroku levanu polu Rabbi Yehuda. And I said red and green over white and green over here. And Rabbi Yehuda argued and said it's a problem. It's tame. But Shmuel said, Rebbe Yehuda would never say that. But Rebbe Yehuda himself said it. V'chi tema gezunt. Ki palav Rebbe Yehuda aduma ushchora. No. Maybe Rebbe Yehuda was only arguing on the red and the black. Vayiroko v'levona lo. But he wasn't arguing on the white and the green. He wasn't arguing on those. That doesn't make any sense. El yiroko levona levan katana lo. Who taught those colors? That there's a who taught those colors? Not Rebbe Yehuda. He holds it's tar. Ilem rabbanon. One second. Hashta aduma ushchora b'tari rabbanon. He's the rabbanon b'tari red and black, which is really red. So yiroko levona mibaya. I need a brisa to tell me that the green and the white are also tame, also tar. If red is tar, of course those are tar. El alav Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Rabbi Yehuda saying that. Upala, but he argues. Shmuel said Rabbi Yehuda only held by the four. Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda held only by the four colors, not by any other color. What do you mean? There's a brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda held even by the other colors. It's a problem. So the kasha and Shmuel. Vesu, and according to Rabbi Yochanan said the Amar. Everyone holds its tamei. Hakatani, this price is said, aduma ushchura. Upligi rabbanon. And the rabbanon said it's tar. Right? How could they say that? According to Yochanan, how could the rabbanon say that? Right? Vechite maki pligi rabbanon yiroko levana. No, they're only arguing on the red and on the green and the white. Aval aduma ushchura, lo. But they don't argue on those colors. Who said, who's the author of the statement that red dam is not a problem? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, Hashta Yiroku Levana Temeya. Adum Ushchor Rebaya. One second. He even holds red, green and white are problems. So of course red's a problem. El Alav must be the Rabbanon. Upligi. And they argue. So how do we make sense out of this brisa? Right? So, they're not arguing with rejecting both of these pshatim. They're not arguing about that at all. They can't be arguing about that. Because they have a brisa that says not like that. So, back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Mishnah said, if a woman miscarries a chaticha, what did the Mishnah say? If it has dam, said Tanakama. If it has dam, she's tmeya. If not, not. Later, for sure it's not a later. No question about it. So what's the only issue now? Did she dam come out? She's not neither or not. Right? It's the only issue. According to Yehuda, ben kach, she's tmeya. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So says the Gemara, Ela Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Be'efshar lepsiches hakever below dam kamiflagi. They're arguing about, is it possible for a woman to something to come out of the womb, out of the uterus, out of the makar, without dam? That's what they're arguing about. Rashi says, psiches hakever harechem, the womb, below dam. Dam nida. Is that possible? Hilkach. Dam leda, I'm sorry. Dam leda, hilkach, le rabbanon, according to the rabbanon, ki leka dam tahora. If there's no dam tahora here, ki leka dam, if there's no dam tahora, she's tar. Why is she tar? Afilu chaticha shel arba minei damim. Even if a piece came out of her body, and it's color red, and it's one of the four colors of red, she's still tahora. Why? De chaticha lav damhu, ela basar. This is not dam, it's only basar. Right? V'lo amar dam achir ikka. There is blood that came out. Vananhu delo chazinim. But well, we didn't see it somehow. We didn't see it. It's something. We missed it. No, I'm not saying that at all. Dekasavi rabbanon efshel psichas hakefer below dam. It's possible for a piece of something to come out, a piece of a potential baby to come out without any dam. That's humanly possible, physically possible. Therefore, there's no tumah. It's not tumas leida because it wasn't a leida, and it's not tumas dam because there is no dam. Right? Well, Yehuda, afilu yiroku ulevana tamei. But according to Yehuda, no matter what color it is, she's tamei. Devade dam acher haya. There was some dam somewhere here. Dam had to have come out. Vanan hu delocha, which still we don't know where it is. We don't see it. But a speck had to come out. The ef shal psichas hakever below dam. It's impossible for psichas hakever without dam. Impossible. Now, is that a melachas and matzias?
Sounds like it.
How's that a halachic machlokas?
The woman during pregnancy, she expels something, and the baby's still viable inside. Is that, what is that? Right? She expels something from the uterus.
Right.
Without being, so is it dam or not?
What is it?
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm saying that.
So this is not dam.
It's not later, but the baby's still.
I understand. So this is not dam. That's not a miscarriage, though. You know what that is? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. The next Mishnah, when these random things coming out of her, we don't know what they are. Nothing. We'll get to that. So, but the point is over here, how is it not a machlokas and metzias? I don't know how it's not, but that's what the Gemara says. Uplugsa dahani tanoi. And they're arguing about the same machlokas as already old machlokas. The Tanya. We have a bride said, so we actually did this already once. Kashasa shnayim. A woman is in labor for 2 days. And for 2 days, the baby's coming out. And of course, during those 2 days, she sees dam coming out of her makar, and for 2 days. Now the halacha is that when a woman is in her yimei ziva, she was in a yimei ziva, in order for her to become a zava, gedola, which she has to bring karbanos, the blood has to come out 3 days in a row. Okay? So if it comes out only one day, she's only talking for one other day. She saw dam on a Monday, she has to hold a clean day of Tuesday. If she's tummy Monday and Tuesday, she has to hold a clear day of Wednesday. But if she's tummy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then she becomes a Zava Gadola, she has to count Shiva Nikiri. Okay? That's the halacha. So here, Monday, Tuesday, she's what do you call it?
Labor.
She's in labor. And then what happened was, Vashlishi Hipila. And on the Wednesday, she miscarried. Okay? V'eina yodea, v'eina yodas, ma hipila. And we're not sure what she miscarried. We're not sure what she miscarried. Now, here are the choices. There are a few choices. The choices are, it's dam. And if it's dam, now, the halacha is, when I told you before, that if she's tameh, she sees dam Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she becomes a zava gadola, that's only if she didn't have a baby. Because if she had a baby, then it wasn't dam zava or dam nida, it was dam leda, a different thing. But here, she didn't have the baby. She never had a baby. She miscarried. Now, we don't know what she miscarried. So this halacha that, well, if for 3 days it does not consider the zava because she had a baby, that doesn't apply. Because she didn't have a baby. Or did she? Because we don't know what she had. So there's a bunch of choices over here. It could be that it was a leda. And therefore, she was tummy for 3 days in a row with a leda at the end, the miscarriage, but a leda. Therefore what? Therefore she's not tummy to zava because it wasn't zava dam, it was leda dam. Or you could say no. You could say that. Or the other two options are...
It wasn't a fetus?
Ruach ba'alma, the Gemara says. It could have been an early stage. It could have been early... It doesn't have to be ninth month. It could have been in the third month. So ruach ba'alma, it was a ruach ba'alma.
Miscarriage.
Ruach ba'alma. So, now 1 second. If she saw dam on the third day, then it was dam for 3 days. Dam zava. Why dam zava? Because Monday, Tuesday now, she was bleeding. Wednesday she also bled. No birth ever happened. So it's 3 days in a row of Dam Ziva. She's a Zava Gadola. She has to count Shiva. They can't bring Karbanos. Or the third day could be nothing. If the third day is nothing, then the first 2 days was Dam Zava for 2 days. And that's just to count one clean day. So it's three choices what to do. Right? Those are the three options. So she everyone following what I just said? Following? Not so hard. So the Ani Yodas Ma Yipila. We don't know what happened. So Hareze Safek Leda, Safek Zava. She's a Safek Leda, Safek Zava. Right? So Rashi says, a whole long Rashi here, that there's a Safek. Now, if she's a Zava, she has to bring a carbon. If she's a Leda, she also has to bring a carbon. Coincidentally, it's the same carbon. So she brings a carbon, but she can't eat it. Because maybe she doesn't have to bring a carbon at all. Because maybe the third day was nothing, in which case she only saw for 2 days, and then the third day she has a guard, Shemeres Yom, and therefore there's no carbon. She's not a Zava Gadola, she's a Zava Katana. Since we don't know that, she brings a carbon, but we don't need it. Okay? Those are the three options.
She bleeds for 3 days, and the fourth day she gives birth. What's then?
What?
The fourth day she gives birth.
No, so she's
3 days she's a Zava Gadola.
No, she's not a Zava Gadola, because the only reason she was bleeding was because she was giving birth. And she really taka gives birth, she's not a Zav at all.
She has to be a carbon?
No. She has to be a carbon for a later.
For later.
Right. The difference is the tumah. The tumah is different.
Tumah is
different. The carbon is the same thing. So, but she might not have to bring a carbon, because maybe the third day was nothing. So she brings it to Misafek. Very good. Nevi'a carbon, she brings a carbon. Ve'nanecha, but she can't eat it. Good. Very good. You got all that? Excellent. You got all that? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Nevi'a Karban Venechal. So what are you talking about? She could bring a carbon and she could eat it. Why? Below dam. Because there's no way that dam came out, that dam didn't come out. What happened? On the third day, she miscarried. What'd she miscarry? We don't know. We lost it. So we don't know what it was. It says Rabbi Yeshua, I don't care what it was. It was certainly dam there. Therefore, no matter what, you have three days of dam, and therefore it's automatically the Zav Gadol. So they're arguing about the exact same issue. Is there such a possible psichas hakever below dam? Now,
how long do you wait? If it's later, you have to wait. You're coming for longer if it's a girl, aren't you?
Yes, but there's no shiva nikiyim. There's no shiva nikiyim. You have 14 days, automatically it switches over. No shiva nikiyim. Here, if it's a zavi, you acquire shiva nikiyim.
Right, so how do you know what to do?
Hmm?
I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
Because I'm not sure what it is.
So according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no leda. There's no leda. No one says it's a leda. There's no leda here. So you're not going to have automatic switching over. There's no leda. His point is, it's impossible to have psichas hakever below dam. Therefore, it's for sure it's a gedola. No shayla about it. The only question is about the zava issue. If you hold psichas hakever below dam, if you hold that's possible, then the third day might not have been a leda. And no dam either. Nothing came out. Something came out, but it's not a dam and it's not a leda. So what is it? Nothing. Ruach ba'alma. So therefore, she's not a zava gedola. Third day, she didn't see any dam. She's only a zava katana, no shiva nikiyim. It's a big nafkamina.
I just never heard of difficult labor so early in the pregnancy. I've never heard of that before.
Okay.
Well, every time it's in the labor, usually you recognize what comes out.
No, you lost it.
You lost the
fetus. You lost it.
The river she gave you?
No, she lost it. You don't know where it is. You can't show it to the rabbi. So we don't know what it is. Okay. Now, it says Lishna Achrina, another version. Lishna Achrina Amri La. It's the exact same Gemara that we just did. Exactly the same. I'm not sure why it's even here. I don't know what's different about it. Maybe the person who said it. It's not. Amr Vihuda Mashmuel. Lo Timei Rabbi Yehuda Ela V'chaticha Shal Abar Min Adamim. It's Dr. Shmuel. When Rabbi Yehuda said in a Mishnah that Ben Kach Ben Kach It's Tamei, what's he talking about? He's talking about a red-colored chaticha. One of the four colors. Aval Shal Shar Min Adamim. But if it's some other color, Tahora, then she's Tahar. Ain't that true? Vakiyasa Ravoshi Bahanada. When Ravoshi came from Narda, he brought a brisa that said, Hamapelas Chaticha, Duma, Shchara, Yiraku, Ulavana, any of these four colors, Imyeshi Modam, Tamea, Vimlav, Torah. If this Dam is a problem, no Dam, not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bekach, Obekach, Tahmet, Tamea, no matter what she's Tomei. Exactly the same brisa from before. Now, Katani. Aduma Shechori Yeraku Levano. Paul Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that these colors are a problem, but Rabbi Shmuel just said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, those colors are not a problem. How do you make that fit? V'chitem aluki plig Rabbi Yehuda Aduma Ushchora. He's only arguing on the red ones. Aval Yeraku Levano low. But he's not arguing on the other one. El Yeraku Levano Man Katayla. Then who said that? Who said those other colors? It depends. Ile Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon. Hashta, Aduma Shechora commentary. They even metar red colored. Why? Because no dam.
Right.
Rabbanan, Yiroka, Ulavana, Mibaya? What, they're going to say that the red, the non-red is Tomei? That makes no sense. Ela, Lav, Rabbi Yehuda, Upalak. You see, he argues. Ela, Amar, someone else, Rabbi Nachman, Efshel, Psichas HaKever, below dam, Kamiflagi. They're arguing about Psichas HaKever, below dam. Uplugs at the Hari Tanoi, Titania. Kashasa Shnayim, she's bleeding for 2 days. Ushlishi, Hupila, and on the third day she miscarried. Venya Deas Maipila, we don't know what she miscarried. Hareza Safik Leda Safik Ziva. Mivia Kar Veno Nechal, she brings the car but she can't eat it. Rabbi Shu Omer, Mivia Kar Veno Nechal, she can't eat it. Why not? Why? Lefishi Efshar, Psicha Zakeva below Dam. It's impossible to have Psicha Zakeva without Dam. The exact same thing. Damshi, exact same thing, word for word.
I'm not hurrying that. It can be eaten by a coin.
Correct. Okay, now more. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamapeles Chaticha, if she miscarries some Chaticha, something, Sumchis Omer Mishum Rebeir, V'chein Hayu Rebshur Menasi Omer, Kidvarav, Kiroa. You cut it open. There's a piece of flesh, cut it open. Im Yesh Dam Besocha, if there's blood inside, then Temeya. She's Temeya. V'yim lav, and if not, Tahora, she's Tahora. Right? I skipped the line. No, I didn't. Kirabanan, that's really the Rabbanan said, but Vadifa, but it's more Machmer. more machmer. Midrab mubadif midrabanan. Kirabanan the army efshar psichas a kever below dam. They hold it the rabbanan, right? It's possible you could have psichas a kever below dam. Vadifim midrabanan, but it's more than that. The inu savar ima in besochalo. The rabbanan said you don't have to do any surgery. She expelled a piece of flesh. It's possible psichas a kever below dam. It's not dam. That's it. She's tahora. Said Tzumchas, no, you have to cut it open. Maybe it's dam inside.
Inside the chaticha.
So he agrees, psichas a kever below dam, you got to cut it open. It's more machmer. Right? So Tzumchas have afilu besocha, even if it's inside. But, Tadi Yedich, another brisa, hamapelet chaticha, if she miscarried a chaticha, rib acha omar kora, you have to cut it open. Im tocha madim tmeya, v'im laf tahora. If it's red inside, not dam, but it's red colored, I don't care what the outside color is. If it's red inside, it's a problem. So it's kisumchis. It's like sumchis already. You have to cut it open. But bradifa means sumchis. More machmer than sumchis, right? Sumchis said, only if it's dam in there, not if it's red colored. And he's holding even if it's red. Tani yedach, another brisa. Hamapel is chaticha. If somebody miscarries a chaticha, Rabbi Binyamin Omer. You ever heard of Rabbi Binyamin? Rabbi Binyamin? Rabbi Binyamin Omer, Kora, cut it open. Im yeshba etzem imo. If there's a etzem of the mother in there somehow, tamei aleda, then she's tamei aleda. Amar Rav Chista ubechaticha levana. Even by a white chaticha, v'chein kiyaser v'yaser zuga demin dechayev. Asif aysim v'chizi biyadi hamapel chaticha levana. If she miscarries even a flesh colored piece of something. Kara, cut it open. Im yeshba etzimimo, tamei leda. If there's a bone in there from the mother, she's tamei leda. Amar v'yachan, Amar shirshirin ben yichai.
The mother is tamei.
The mother's tamei, right. I'm sorry. There's a bone in there, the mother's tamei. Why? Because a bone already is enough of a, that's enough of a vlad. There's already a bone in there somewhere. If there's a bone in there, the mother's tamei. Why? It's already a vlad. Hamapelas chaticha, so v'yachan said in the name of shirshirin ben yichai, hamapelas chaticha karo. If there's if you have to cut it open, im yesh badam agur besocha. If there's blood pooled in there, tamea v'yam lav tahora kisumchis. That's like sumchis the uvekil mikulu, but it's more megal than everybody else, right? Why? Because sumchis didn't require a pool; he just required dam. So it's even more megal. You have a lot of dam in there. It's not so common. Therefore, he's more megal. Right. It's in the name. It's in the name of.
He heard it from.
Now, this question, what we're going to learn right now, we're going to do it in 9 minutes. This question is one of the fundamental questions back in the before they had birth control, and they had ways of manipulating a woman's cycle. This question was a huge question, and Shlomo Zalman Orbach had a daughter who never had children, and he wanted to do this. What's coming up to get her to be able to get pregnant. And he said, I'm only going to do it if other Rabbanim agree with me. And nobody agreed with him. It was fascinating, I had a whole way of getting her to change her cycle without touching a thing. And the way to do it was to put in a tube. So here we go. Boy, my neighbor, and Shlomo Zalman's daughter never had children. Because she could never have it. She didn't have the technology to fix it back then. Like they do today. They have more technology to fix it today. They can manipulate it more, and they weren't able to do it. Wasn't the case. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera, Haro Adam Bishvoferes Mahu. What if you put a tube inside a woman, and she only bleeds into the tube? So is she a nida or not? Right? Bivsara Amarachmana. It says Bivsara from her body. V'lo b'shvoferes, not a tube. Oh, dilma, or maybe. Hi, b'bsar mi b'alei. But that, no. What b'bsar means is, shemetame b'fnim b'chutz. That just means that she's tummy, even if it didn't come out of her body yet. That's why you do b'dika. It's inside the body, still tummy. And as Rashi points out, by other things, you don't have that. You don't have that by a zav. Or you don't have that by a zav. You don't have that by a balkeri. You don't have those things. They have to come out. You can check and see if it's coming out. No such thing. It has to be out of the body. But by your knees, it doesn't have to be out of the body. Even if it's in the body, it's in the uterus already, she's already tamei. Okay, you have to know, you have to do b'dika. But if you do b'dika and it's a problem, it's red, she's tamei. It didn't come out of her body. Bibsara, it's even in the body. That's what bibsara means. Not that the blood doesn't have to touch the walls of the body and it goes through a tube, not tummy. No, not that at all. That's not the pshat. Amalei bivsara arachmana v'lo b'shvaveres. It has to be that. It has to be. D'i bivsara mi boyle shematama mi bifnim mi bachutz. Because if you require, if all you wanted to tell me was that the blood, that the ready, she's ready to mayor even when it's inside the body, imk neimakra b'basar. My bivsara shmar minatarti. We learn both. So therefore what? If the blood's in a shvaveres, she's not tummy. It's not bivsara. It didn't touch her body. It went from the, wherever it came out, straight through the tube, and then it touched her body. And then she's Tahora. Right?
One day she could have a full period into a tube, which she would never come.
That's right. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
5 days.
That's exactly what Rosh Hashanah wanted to do, to make sure that she wouldn't become a Benita. It's an amazing thing. I, the Amr of Yochanan, Mishnah Shir Ben Yechai, Ha'apelet Chaticha Kurua. What do you mean? If she expels something, you have to cut it open. Now, the blood didn't touch her body. It's wrapped in something else. It's wrapped in the aver, in that chaticha. So the blood's wrapped in there. And still you cut it open. So what do you see? It doesn't have to touch her body. It's inside the body. It's good enough. Im yesh badam ogur b'temei av yimav tahora. So what do you see? Right?
The canals, the vaginal canals wall. Here it didn't.
Yeah. Exactly. Here it didn't. There it didn't either. It's in a tube. And here it's inside some piece. So it never touched the walls. The dam didn't touch. What kind of comparison is that? Mm-hmm. Over there it's normal. That's not a normal thing. Right? That's part of a woman's life. That there's a chaticha. She can check if the dam inside. That's normal. Not normal to put a tube in there. Lema shvaferes tanoihi. Let's say this issue of a shvaferes is a machlokas tanoim. De tanya. Hamapelet chaticha afal pishim alei adam. Hamapelet chaticha, even though it's full of dam, im yesh ima dam tmeya, fiyama av tahora. If there's dam, there's a problem. If no dam, it's not a problem. Febeleza omer, bivsara, v'lo b'shvir. It says bivsara, not in, what's a shvir? It's some kind of, what's a shvir?
Undeveloped
something, right? V'lo b'chaticha, not in some beef. Rabbi Elazar, hainan tanakama. So they're both saying the same thing, right? Both saying the same thing. Because they're both mottering it. Ema, it does it change it. It's Sher Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's one person. Same, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Right? V'chacham Omer, ein zeh dam nida el dam chaticha. It's only, that's not dam nida, dam chaticha. Tani tana, tani kama nami turi mitar, but he also said it's tar. Right? So what's the difference between tana kama and the chachamim? Ela, depali pluye ikibinayu. The machlokas is, if this chaticha has cracks in it. It doesn't make a difference if it's in a piece, if it's in a chaticha, if it's in a shvaferes, doesn't make a difference. That's only if it's smooth. But if it has cracks in it, it's tamei. My time, why is that? In this piece, there's cracks in it. So why? Because now once there's cracks in it, it's porous.
Right.
Then bibsara karina bay, it's called bibsara. Right, the dam now touched the walls, and therefore it's a problem. Vasser Rabbanu Lameimar, the Rabbanu come along and say, no, afal gafte pile piluye, even though that's true, ein ze dam nida, el dam chaticha, it's not dam danida, it's only dam chaticha, ha dam nida, vade tame, afilu bishvoferes, nami. Even if shvoferes, it would be tame. So we're going to stop here. So the machlok is between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is if dam dene chaticha is tar, because it didn't touch the walls or not. Right? Rabbi Eliezer said she's tar, didn't touch the walls. The Chacham said, not true. Right? Right. So therefore, and the Chacham holds it's not true, therefore according to the Chacham, if there's a shoferes, she's still tame. Why? Because that's not a true, not bivsara. It came out of her body. The fact that it's in a tube is irrelevant. That's what the Chacham held. Rabbi Eliezer didn't hold like that. So it's a machlokes. I think we passed it to the Chacham because it's a majority. So it was hard to think again, the Shlom Zalman is it's one of these massive truvas, went on and on and on, exactly what he wanted to do. So we can't, just to give you an idea, these Gedolim, when they learned Gemara, they were able to see how to apply Halacha L'maisa. We were just getting by, right? So that's the story here, and we'll stop at Amar Abaye in the bottom line.
Right.
Pick up tomorrow and have a good day.